This is my second podcast of Finding Balance. Last episode, I focused on how students at Carmel can balance out homework, projects, and studying while having a part-time job. This episode you are listening to right now will be focusing on finding balance as a young adult while still living at home with our parents.
Balance.
Balance.
An instrument for weighing.
Balance.
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 A means of judging or deciding.
Balance. Balance.
So I'm driving home and I'm running a little bit late, a little bit later than my mom wanted me to come home tonight. It's just so hard when I want to hang out with my friends for a little bit longer than I probably should have. During my 4 years in high school, I have really gained a lot of independence. Throughout my 4 years, I've received my driver's license, I've made new friends, and gained freedom that I have never experienced before. As a second semester senior, I've also been anticipating moving out and going to college. Although I have this fresh new privilege of being an adult and preparing for my future, I still do live in my parents' home. Sometimes for me, like tonight when I am running a little bit late, I want to do my own thing and text my mom not to wait up for me when I'm getting home late. Although I insist she goes to sleep when I'm out late, she usually waits up for me. Seeing her sleepy smile when I walk in the door makes me realize that she just loves me and wants to make sure that I get home safe. Sometimes, as teenagers, balancing out freedom with our parents' guidelines can be rough. But most likely, our parents just love us and want to make sure that we get home safe. I decided to talk to my mom about giving me more independence as I have gotten older. My mom and I are very close, and she usually is pretty understanding.
Well, for the most part, you do not have a curfew. Really, during the week, it's just kind of understood that you would probably be home by 10 o'clock. You've always done a really good job of letting us know where you are and what time you'll be home. So we've really not had a reason not to trust your judgment.
Gaining trust with my parents is what enables me to have freedom. Letting them know where I am at and what time I am planning on getting home shows them responsibility. In my relationship with my parents, I have found that communication is key. Although I don't have a set curfew, some nights my mom does want me home at a certain time if she is ready to go to sleep. This was the instance you heard earlier from last weekend when I was running late.
Sometime I will tell you to be home at a certain time if I know I have to be in bed, because very, very seldom do I ever go to sleep before I know that you are home, because I just don't want to go to sleep without knowing that you're in your room in bed.
My mom has been very flexible and has allowed me to have my own freedoms as I have gotten older. I also talked to Isaac Bell, a senior at Carmel, about his own experience as he has gained more independence in the last few years. He has had some of his own difficulties, but he has also come to many agreements with his parents.
I would say one of the most difficult things for me is trying to reach a consensus with my parents about, you know, a curfew or where I'm going, when I'm going, you know, if I have access to one of the cars. Sometimes it's kind of difficult because we both have different ideas of when we want to go to bed, and if I want to stay out late, one of them will usually stay up, even though I don't think they have to, and it's just kind of frustrating sometimes. So I just have to kind of work around their boundaries and make compromises with them about what freedoms I have and what I don't.
With this freedom Isaac has gained, he is usually out and about, whether it be at his job or just hanging out with friends.
Well, one of the main things, obviously, is getting my driver's license. That really opened up a lot of doors for me. Instead of, you know, staying home on Friday nights, I'll usually go out. I can't remember the last Friday night that I spent at home without going out, and it's just great because my parents generally are pretty relaxed with the freedoms that they give me. I definitely have reached a lot of new freedoms, like being able to stay out later than, you know, I would have before without my license, or just discovering new places, doing things like that. So that's really exciting.
Isaac has used his new freedoms in many positive ways. He is constantly meeting up with people for coffee who need to talk, drives friends to sporting events, and even brings dinner to his friends sometimes. Olivia Crump is also a senior at Carmel and loves spending time doing things in the community. Her newly gained freedom has been a really good thing for her and has allowed her to spend more time with her friends.
Gaining independence, I've been able to get my, when I got my license, it was really helpful to be able to spend time not, like, more outside of my house and drive around, you know, spend time with friends, meet up places, and get to know the area of Carmel a little bit better, get to know, like, things that I really do enjoy and where I like to spend my time and with the people that I hang out with.
Olivia is someone who likes to be out and about town. Her parents are very flexible when it comes to being independent. This is a really good thing for Olivia because she is able to get out of her house and enjoy whatever she may be doing at that time. Freedom is a really sweet thing. Although it is something that takes time to develop, it brings maturity to a teenager when it is used in the right way. Isaac and Olivia are able to do things they wouldn't be able to without the privileges they both have gained. Both of them have gained trust with their parents, and that trust is what has enabled them to continue finding balance between freedom and living with their parents. For myself, freedom has enabled me to make decisions on my own. By my parents enabling me to have this freedom, they have taught me why it is important to make good decisions. My mom wanted to leave the listeners with something she has learned as a mother of three over the past several years.
One of the things I think as children get older, and especially as they get into high school, it's important that they begin making their own decisions, looking at their own responsibilities and priorities and balancing them that once they get to a certain age, we can't always make the decisions for them. They need to be responsible for those, because as they go off to college, they'll have to make those choices and decisions. And as parents, if we were always doing that, then they're going to be on their own and not know how to make a decision.
For WHJE Radio and Finding Balance, this has been Addie Yost. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.